slaves. While we're yet powerless, helpless, and sinners, Christ died for us. When exactly was that? When would we become prisoners of sin? When we do not do what we really want to do, and we do things that we don't really want to do, we say what we don't really want to say, and think what we don't really want to think, then we're not really free, but a slave. There's nothing really called freedom of speech. There's something called in bondage to a loose tongue. There's more control needed for restraint than actual release. God seems to think you are either a slave to righteousness or in bondage to sin. That's why there are two kinds of trees in Eden. A tree of obedience to God and one of obedience to yourself. Everyone is a slave to anything that has mastered them. Nobody has really experienced any true amount of freedom on earth, as there are always laws governing every existence of men. There are laws in poverty, laws in relationships, laws in money, laws at work, laws on the street, and more importantly, these laws are spiritual. A way, way powerful impact and binding effect on we mere mortals. They are laws of the Spirit. Romans 5 seems to depict that I am a flesh sold in slavery to a spiritual law, because everything that God says becomes spiritual. In our own language, it actually becomes law. For the law is spiritual, but I am a carnal man sold in bondage to these spiritual laws. So when God says, thou shalt not steal, kill, lie, covet, etc., these were more bondages, brackets, boundaries to better illustrate or amplify the demise of mankind and the scope or the scale of the imprisonment. The law was added so that sin or iniquity might increase. That's what this means. The laws of God are like God, spiritual, and very implicating and effective on man. But as long as we are prisoners of sin, only one kind of law will be at work, at full work in us. The irrevocable, irresistible laws of sin and death. Or in my language, laws of sin that will eventually lead you to die. The helplessness to sin that will lead to a condemnation eventually in death. God loves you and has desired that no one perishes, so he sent his son Jesus to die on your behalf. Now this is not glitterati. Watch this. This death is a death to laws, to powers and bondages of sin, so that we no longer are helpless to sinfulness. It's not freedom to say anything you like. It's not true freedom to do anything and everything you like. No true liberty allowing free rein of your thoughts. God, through Jesus Christ, actually did something really tangible for mankind. He didn't develop a means of controlling our sinful nature. He didn't set up new rules to govern our uncontrollable life. He terminated this life in Christ Jesus and expects you to take up a new one in Christ. God literally, when he says, carry your cross and follow me, means so. Literally, every pivotal, iconic thing that has happened to Christ Jesus must happen to you if you are to leave this world alive and truly free. You must carry your cross of sins, so sin, for sin is a cross. You must die on that cross of sin to yourself. You must be buried with Christ, and then in hope of attaining resurrection to a totally new life where the laws governing you are no longer the practice of sinning that leads to constant dying, but the practice of righteousness that leads to eternal life. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages or the result of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus." If you want to know true religion, it is the change of your slave master from sin to a life controlled by righteousness, by dying to self, yourself, on the cross with Christ Jesus. If God did not spare his son, but gave him over to death to escape the governance of sin, you don't stand a chance of escaping alive either. Sin shall no longer have dominion over you. If you think you're really free, then you don't really need Jesus Christ or a savior. If you ever have come to a magnanimous decision that we are all slaves of a world of self and sin leading to inevitable death, then you will realize and maximize this preordinate arrangement of salvation from our helpless plight. We are not really alive to live. We are alive to be slaves. Slaves of uncontrollable forces and eventualities before we got here. The number one proof of intelligence when you get here is to know that you need help. Humans will always be slaves. Slaves either to sin and death or slaves of God in righteousness. That's why there were two trees. There was a tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and then a tree of eternal life in Eden. 1 Peter 2:16 says, "Live as free people, not using your freedom as pretext for evil, but as God's slaves." No wonder Paul predominantly refers to himself as a slave of Christ, bought by a price. Romans 6:20 says, "When you were slaves of sin, you were free with regards to righteousness. For when you swear or you curse, you are not free, but really a slave to something. When you lie, when you smoke, when you're greedy and gluttonous, when you watch X-rated clips, you're not really free. When you're angry unendingly and always grumpy, you're not free. When you're not in charge of your appetite and your desires and your stomach is your God, you're not free. When you talk too much, when you eat too much, when you spend too much, you are not really free. You are just a slave to God's law that you've not yet acknowledged or realized." Scripture says, "Death reigned from the time of Adam to Moses, even over those who did not know or break a particular law from God's mouth, or who didn't know the law they were breaking." That's the demise of sin. You could be swimming in it and not know. When you do what you really don't want to do, or do not do what you should be doing, then sin has mastered you. What makes you a sinner is you in the middle, and things that you should be doing to the left, and things that you can't get yourself to be doing to the right. The holistic cycle is what a sinner is. Sinfulness is really equal to helplessness. Sinfulness is not just doing wrong things, it's the inability to do right. It's not really being in control of yourself. God says so. Amen.